I'm Haley Williams of the Buffalo Buttes, and you're listening to The Experience Hockey Talk.
And everyone, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk. My name is Michael Lindbaum, and we are brought to you by the Till Kilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Till Kilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic themed sports pub featuring the world famous Till Kilt girls. For more on Till Kilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And it is June 7th. Gove games 3 and 4 have been played, and we're going to jump right into game 3. I'm just going to do a quick thing where we just recap the games real quick. I wasn't able to write notes these past two games simply because Saturday I was at AwesomeCon, and I was able to watch the game in full, thankfully, at a local Irish pub in D.C. And then on Monday, yesterday's game, I had a recording session that ran over, so I missed the first period, and then I kind of dozed off during the third period because it's been a long run. I know this is my last recording session, at least until this upcoming Friday and Saturday, so I get a little time to relax. But without further ado, let's go into Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals between the Pittsburgh Penguins and San Jose Sharks. The lineup for the Penguins is Connor Sherry with Sidney Crosby and Patrick Hornquist, Chris Kunitz with Evgeny Malkin and Brian Russ, Carl Hagelin with Nick Bonino and Phil Kessel, Tom Kuhn-Hackle with Matt Cullen and Eric Fair, Brian Dumoulin with Chris Letang, Ole Mato with Ben Lovejoy, Ian Cole with Justin Schultz, and Matt Murray in the net. For the San Jose Sharks, it was Melker Karlsson with Joe Pavelski and Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau with Logan Couture and Jonas Donsky, Matt Nieto with Chris Tierney and Joel Ward, Dana Zubers with Nick Spaulding and Tommy Wingles, Paul Marner with Brent Burns, Mark-Edouard Vlasic with Justin Braun, Brendan Dillon with Roman Polak, and Martin Jones in the net. Going into the first period, Joel Ward would be called for high-staking 2:58 into the game. Then at 5:23, Ben Lovejoy would score his second of the playoffs, from which was unassisted. Then at 9:34, Justin Braun would tie up the game with his second of the playoffs from Joe Thornton and Mark-Edouard Vlasic, their 16th and 11th, respectively. The game would be tied at one apiece going into the first intermission. Shots were 14-6 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 12-11 in favor of Pittsburgh. And hits were 20-9 in favor of San Jose. On the power play, Pittsburgh was 0-1, whereas the Sharks did not have a power play. Then going into the second period at 10:39, Carl Hagelin would be called for tripping. Then at 19:07, Patrick Hornquist would score his 8th of the playoffs from Ben Lovejoy and Ole Mato, their 4th and 6th, respectively. Pittsburgh would have the 2-1 lead going into the second intermission. Shots were 20-15 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 23-21 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 30-12 in favor of San Jose. And on the power play, both teams were 0-1. Then in the third period, at 4:48 into the third, Nick Bonino would get a double minor for high sticking. Then 8:48, Joel Ward would score his 7th of the playoffs from Jonas Donsky and Joe Thornton, their 6th and 17th, respectively. Thus, the game would be tied going into the end of regulation at 2 apiece. Shots were 33-22 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 34-30 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 39-16 in favor of San Jose. And on the power play, Pittsburgh was 0-1, and the Sharks were 0-3. Then going into the first overtime period at 12:18, Jonas Donsky would score his 6th of the playoffs from Chris Tierney, his 3rd of the playoffs, to give the Sharks the 3-2 win in overtime and to cut the Penguins' lead in half to 2-1. Shots were 42-26 in favor of Pittsburgh. Faceoffs were 39-36 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 47-17 in favor of the Sharks. And on the power play, the Penguins were 0-1 and the Sharks were 0-3. A very good game for the Sharks, their first ever game at home in the Stanley Cup Finals in San Jose. So this was obviously a very big game for them, and being able to win game three to cut the Penguins' lead in half definitely was a very favorable thing for the Sharks. And then we look at last night's game between the Pittsburgh Penguins and San Jose Sharks, game four. There were no lineup changes to game one, so you had Cherry with Crosby and Hornquist, Kunitz with Malkin and Rust, Hagelin with Bonino and Kessel, Kuhn-Hackl with Cullen and Fair, Dumoulin with Letang, Matto with Lovejoy, Cole with Schultz and Murray in the net. And for the Sharks, you had Carlson with Pavelski and Thornton, Marlowe with Couture and Donsky, Nieto with Tierney and Ward, Zubrus with Spalling and Wingles, and then, of course, Martin with Burns, Vlasic with Braun, Dylan with Pulock, and Jones in the net. And, of course, before this game happened, they announced that Tomas Hertl has a knee injury and would be out for the remainder of the finals. So, obviously, that's kind of a blow to the San Jose Sharks for this series. Going into the first period, it's 7:36 into the period. Ian Cole would score his first of the playoffs from Phil Kessel and Evgeny Malkin, their 10th and 12th, respectively. Then Marc-Edouard Vlasic would be called for interference at 11:37. And then Ben Lovejoy would be called for holding at 14:45. Pittsburgh would be up 1-0 going into the first intermission. Shots were 8-6 in favor of San Jose. Faceoffs were 12-10 in favor of San Jose. Hits were 22-16 in favor of San Jose. In power play, both teams were 0-1. And then going into the second period, at 2:28, Melker Carlson would be called for interference, which on that power play at 2:37, Evgeny Malkin would score his fifth of the playoffs from Phil Kessel and Chris Letang, both their 11th of the playoffs, respectively. Then at 17:33, Brian Rust would be called for hooking. Pittsburgh would be up 2-0 going into the second intermission. Shots were 13-12 in favor of the Penguins. And then faceoffs were 25-23 in favor of the Sharks. Hits were 36-28 in favor of the Sharks. Pittsburgh was 1-for-2 on the power play, whereas the Sharks were 0-for-2 on the power play. And then going into the third period at 8:07, Melker Carlson would score his fourth of the playoffs from Chris Tierney and Brendan Dillon, their fourth and first, respectively. And then at 17:58, Eric Fair would score his third of the playoffs from Carl Hagelin and Olli Maatta, their 10th and 7th, respectively. Pittsburgh would go on to win game 4, 3-1, and take a 3-1 series lead over the Sharks. Shots were 24-20 in favor of the Sharks. Faceoffs were 37-30 in favor of the Sharks. Hits were 46-31 in favor of the Sharks. And on the power play, Pittsburgh was 1-for-2, and San Jose was 0-for-2. Now, looking ahead to game 5, which will be taking place on Thursday, the key thing I have to say is that if you're the Pittsburgh Penguins, you keep doing what you're doing. But if you're the San Jose Sharks, and I'm going to focus more on the Sharks, you need to play with a massive sense of urgency. Because if you don't win, it's over. And I mean, I picked the Sharks to win in 6. Obviously, Haley and Dixon picked them in 7. You know, the 7 games can still happen. But the fact of the matter is that the Sharks need to come out and they need to play with a sense of urgency from start to finish. They need to play a perfect 60 minutes throughout. So, you know, I'm hoping the Sharks can pull it out. Personally, I'd like to see them win it. But, you know, it's looking more and more realistically that Pittsburgh's going to win this series. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, until next time, you know, when I come on the air for this show, you know, we could have new champions or we could be going back to San Jose for game 6. So with that, you can follow the podcast at Experience Hockey on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And of course on SoundCloud at, you know, just look up X75 Productions. And then, of course, as always, we're brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland, the Till Kill Pub in Erie, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Till the Kill girls. For more on Till the Kill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And until next time, I will see you on the ice.